offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center.
Early one morning, my stepdaughter Heather posted two breathtaking photos on Facebook. And her comment on these photos was, "I love sunrise and the promise of a new day, even more than sunset. It's just beautiful this morning." Well, those Colorado sunrise photos were beautiful. But the thing that really impressed me about her Facebook post was not so much the way she described the photos, but the way her post described Heather. You see, Heather's 42 years old, and she's been married and divorced 3 times. Now, the first one was an abusive marriage, the second, an incompatible marriage, and the third, after moving cross-country from Michigan to Colorado, she was left for another woman. And left as a single mom with 5-year-old twins. But through all of Heather's life adventures, she chooses to notice the sunrise and the promise of a new day. So my comment to her post was this: you are the exception, a forward-looking person. Because unlike a lot of us that look back at the past and remember those hurts and those transgressions by others, those what-ifs and why-me's, Heather has learned in her young life to face forward. She's learned the importance and demonstrated the importance of facing forward and looking at the promise of a new day. Kind of proud of her. So today, at Unity of the Keys, we are having to make a choice. Are we ready to look forward? Well, looking back is not really going to take us where we're meant to go, is it? Today is really our sunrise for the next chapter of our growth of Unity of the Keys and for our spiritual growth that we all have. Today is the day to make that decision. Now, just like a seed when it's planted in the ground, has to break free from that protective coating before it can start to grow. So it was necessary for us as a congregation to be free of that protective coating of comfort that we were feeling the last year when Reverend Dabry was our minister. God intended a new path for her, just like we must go on our own greater path. Now, author Napoleon Hill, in his timeless book, Think and Grow Rich, said it this way: every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. So what we may first see as a negative, looked at another way, it's really an opportunity. One of my favorite lessons in A Course in Miracles is, help me to see this another way. Life provides us every day with these lessons for our growth. And since we all signed up for this Earth School that we're in, our first assignment is to recognize we must look forward. And we must learn to see things another way. So how do we do that? How can we possibly see the situation that we're in right now as anything other than a negative? Well, the first thing we need to do is to look forward for our next highest vision of Unity of the Keys. We have 3 lessons to learn today. And lucky you, I'm going to give them to you. So, ready to get started? Okay, learning lesson number 1, Vanna, comes from Isaiah, which is the 43rd chapter, the 18th verse. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Well, it's been said that most people over 40, their conversations are about the past. Well, think about it. We talk about the good old days. We talk about the deals gone bad. We hear about the what ifs and why me's. I think I agree with that. But rather than dwelling on the past, what's another way we can process that? Let me give you an example. We had a next-door neighbor, Jeannie. And she chose to live exclusively in the past. When we first met Jeannie, the first thing she told us was all the different places she had lived, all the different things she had done in her life, where she had been, her schooling, her degrees. But you know what? After we got to know Jeannie a little bit better, we started hearing about all those misfortunes in her life. And really, one of those misfortunes was the reason why she and her husband ended up living in what used to be their summer cottage right next door to us. Well, eventually, all that rehashing of her troubles started taking a toll on Jeannie's health. She used to say, oh, it's my getting old. All these maladies are happening to me because I'm getting old. Even though at the time, she was much younger than I am right now. So eventually, her health deteriorated. She had undiagnosable illnesses. Nobody knew what caused it. She had surgery after surgery, and eventually, she became addicted to painkillers. Well, one day we were over there visiting her. She had one of her surgeries again, and we thought we could go over and cheer her up. Futile attempt. But a physical therapist was about to arrive at her house to show her how to do her exercises for her recovery. So the minute he walked in the door, Jeannie started with her mournful monologue of all the things that have happened in her life and all the misadventures she'd had. Now, Josh was a wise physical therapist. He cut her off mid-sentence. There's nothing back there, Jeannie. Move forward from today. Well, I think Jeannie was a little shocked that he was so frank with her. But unfortunately for her, she just really didn't listen to his advice. But you know, those words have always stayed with me. There's nothing back there. Move forward from today. Now, there's a writing from Edwina Gaines that I'll share with you in a minute. What happened to Jeannie? Why did she get so sick? Well, I think that dwelling on the past takes a lot of physical and emotional energy. And when we look at the past, we actually miss out on all the good things that are going on today. When you're living back there, like Jeannie was, you miss out on the blessings. You miss out on the sunrises. So she, unfortunately, never really got over that. She built those monuments to her past. Those big hurts and problems were just too much for her. They blocked her vision of the future. But that won't happen to us, right? Not at all. Because we have learned lesson number one, which tells us to look forward in anticipation of our highest good. Now, do you think there's maybe a secret to getting rid of those monuments and those transgressions, those hurts? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that takes us to learning lesson number two. And this one comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. Now, you may have noticed that forgiveness is a reoccurring theme in many of the Bible and all of unity teachings. I mean, didn't we just sing the song about forgiving and forgiving others in the Lord's Prayer? Forgiveness, when you think about it, is your ticket to freedom. Anybody interested in buying one of those tickets? I think we all are. But the good news is, forgiveness costs nothing, and it pays you every day with blessings. So forgiveness might be a little easier than you think. Edwina Gaines tells us in her book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, harboring a grudge completely blocks our ability to have peace of mind. And what's the definition of peace of mind? Forgiveness. Just as those monuments to our past block our vision to the future, harboring grudges and hanging on to perceived injustices, it just takes the joy out of our day. It's hard work. And she goes on to say, forgiveness is not something you do for the other person. They don't care if you forgive them or not. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself. Because it's like drinking poison and expecting them to die. It doesn't work that way. Long before I was born, my mother and her younger brother lived with my grandmother in a little town in central Michigan. Now, one Father's Day, my uncle, her teenage brother at the time, Andy, he announced that he was going to go fishing with some friends instead of going to visit their father, who was in a hospital 80 miles away recuperating. So on that fateful day, Andy and his friends went fishing. And the small boat that they were riding in capsized on the lake. Everybody was able to make it safely back to shore, except Andy. Funny, because I was told that he was a really strong swimmer. So we never really knew what happened. Well, of course, my family was devastated by his death, as any family would be. What I've come to realize, though, is the real devastation that occurred from that event was because my mother, even decades later, could not forgive Andy's friends for convincing him to go fishing that day. To her, she blamed their actions for his death. These nameless, faceless people that I never knew, but I heard about all my life. She poisoned her own peace of mind by dwelling on the past. So when we fail to forgive, we're holding on to those feelings, those self-defeating behaviors, the guilt, the shame, the hurt, the resentment. All feelings that she lived with for the rest of her life. But I've learned through my unity teaching that the secret of forgiveness is to really love ourselves. Because when you love yourself, you're not going to poison yourself by thoughts that take away your peace of mind. So if there's any good to have come out of her sad life, I've come to realize that lesson. The worst part, I think, was really that if we choose to live in that limited way, we don't make ourselves available for all that God gives us. We don't feel worthy of all the good that God can give us when we don't love ourselves first. Now, are you feeling a little hurt today? A little resentful? You've got some anger building up there? Maybe feel a loss? Poor Unity of the Keys. It took us so long to find a minister. And now she's gone. Boo-hoo. Well, we've all had that kind of human reaction. It's natural. You have to be pretty evolved to not feel any of that. But what about the blame? Who can we blame? Oh, Hurricane Irma, right? Or no, maybe it was Reverend Avery, or it could have been God. We just don't know. But you know what? Things happen. We really don't know why. We don't have that understanding yet. But everything happens, as God tells us, for our highest good. Every morning I say this affirmation that I learned from Louise Hay, the author. And it goes like this. All is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of every situation, only good will come. I am safe. Beautiful words, aren't they? Well, those magical words have helped me many times. I've gone from pissed to peace in just a few minutes by saying those words. So to forgive, to release, to let go, to break down those monuments we built, we really only need to have understanding. Because if we understand, this is just the way things work. If we understand that everybody walks their individual path and everyone makes decisions based on their own reasons, there's really nothing left to forgive, is there? Because it's all good. So, what did we get out of lesson number two? I would say, understanding the foundation of forgiveness gives you peace of mind. All right, so now we're looking forward. We've got understanding. Isn't there something missing? Lesson number three, which says, from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Sounds a lot like trust, doesn't it? Trust that we are on the right path. And everything happens in divine timing and divine order. There was an interesting study that was done about some patients that needed arthroscopic knee surgery. The doctor decided to split these groups of people up into two, and one group had the traditional knee surgery to clean out the joint and relieve their pain. Well, the second group, with the permission of their families, just had some little incisions made in their knee. But he didn't actually do the surgery. It just looked like he did. After 2 months, the doctor met with each patient to find out how they did. Well, he found something pretty amazing. The patients that had the false surgery reported feeling no pain, just like the people that had the real surgery. Well, of course, we can say that's just the placebo effect, right? They thought they wouldn't feel any pain, and so they didn't. But going beyond that, the doctor took x-rays, and this is where it's really extraordinary. The people that had the false surgery, he looked at their x-rays, and the knee had healed without surgery. our minds have some incredible power. The people thought their knee was healed, and it really healed. Our minds are so powerful, we don't realize. But if we just learn to trust that all is well, we will manifest what we believe. That's pretty comforting, isn't it? So, if we want to move forward, it's really pretty simple. We've got a big job ahead of us, attracting our next right and perfect minister. But the wheels are already in motion. We have our listing ready to go on the Unity Worldwide website for all to see. Our search team is in place, ready to review all the candidates that are coming in. Our speaker team has already lined up numerous speakers to come here to delight and impress us. And of course, our illustrious church lady Eileen will keep us all organized. So we've got this one. But now, the job is up to you. Will you embrace lesson 3? Trust and be ready to accept God's highest good for us. You know, it's been said that sometimes God's blessings are not in what he gives us, but in what he takes away. But God has divine timing, so we know it's going to work out. Didn't we trust the divine timing last time we were looking for a minister? I know, we're not supposed to look back there. But if we look back to see how far we've come, we've enjoyed a year of joyfulness, of prosperity, and of spiritual growth. And we all are better for that experience, aren't we? So now it's your turn to use the power, that amazing power of your minds, to see it, to feel it, to know it, that all is well. Because what you believe, you manifest. It's time for you to contribute your talents and your blessings to keep our congregation strong so we're ready for our next minister. Because your talent is what God gives to you. What you do with your talent, well, that's your gift to God, isn't it? There are some lovely words from Leo Bascaglia, if you've ever read any of his books. They're just amazing. And he says that your talent is your blessing, and share it well. There's a pre-Unity author, Emmett Fox, kind of one of the beginners of the New Thought movement. And I think he really sums it up perfectly when he writes, "It is the law that anything that comes to you at any time, no matter what it is, must be exactly what you need to enable you to take the next step forward by overcoming the situation." The only real misfortune, the only real tragedy comes when we suffer without learning the lesson. But I know, you've got this one. Trust and be open to receive God's blessings. So we've got our 3 lessons for growth, and we're ready to move forward. I have every confidence that you'll do just as I've told you. But let's review just to make sure. Lesson number 1. Look forward in anticipation of your highest good. Lesson 2, understanding The basis of forgiveness creates peace of mind. And my favorite, trust and be open to accept God's gifts. Because every ending represents a new beginning. So thank you, God, for great endings and new beginnings. Thank you.